Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Doc, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a popular VPN service that saw a 1,000% increase in signups. 1,000% increase. 30 minutes after Pornhub was banned in France.
Yeah, I bet that makes sense.
Damn. I wonder if there's a correlation.
No.
That's just
no.
A crazy coincidence there.
Why did they ban it?
Probably.
Is it just because it's porn? I mean, is that the beginning
right,
of it?
Porn addiction's on the rise, and so we're going to curb it by banning an American porn site.
We'll just go to other places.
Pretty much.
You have to have figured this out by now.
Pretty much. Air traffic control has announced an overhaul to bring operations into the 21st century, which they say includes, quote, no more floppy disks and paper strips.
I saw that. If you want even more comfort, you know, Newark Airport right now, probably the most dangerous one in the country, mm-hmm. for whatever technical reasons, they said, hey, good news. We should have that taken care of by October.
Mm-hmm. By October.
By October.
Yeah, October. October. I heard that cool. Yesterday. I'm like, bro, okay. That lends no comfort to it.
Okay. Good work, guys.
October.
Hey, glad you could catch. You know what? At least they're doing it. At least they're making it happen.
Right. At least that first, like Coach Ted said, take that first step.
That's yep. right. You know what? We could sit here and talk about how what should have been done already. However, it doesn't change the fact that it ain't done yet. So
October.
Let's get it done, and then we'll talk about that. 77% of Americans have changed their spending habits, and 49% prioritize no hidden fees.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Because there's a recession on the way.
There's a recession on the way. Everybody knows it's coming, right? So you start changing your money habits. And no, we don't like hidden fees.
Right.
And it's weird, man, because you forget, like, Delaware, there's no sales tax. Mexico, if there is sales tax, it's already included on the price you see on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so weird.
Oregon,
right. To go somewhere. And just pay
what's
exactly
on the
what mm-hmm. it said.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
And that should be normal. You just we're so used to paying sales tax, you don't think about it. But I'm like, right, in a normal world where people make sense of things, you just go like, that's the cost.
Especially on things that I'm buying that I already don't need to buy. You know, I'm going concert tickets on this. Okay, you're going to tell me what the sticker price is for this concert ticket. One, I already know that you're jacking up the price either for dynamic pricing or you're a third-party seller. You know, you're a scalper
right.
that's throwing it back out there to try to make your dime, whatever. Okay, you're already taking me to school on this one. Put the entirety of the cost on there. Convenience cost. My ass, your convenience cost.
It's not convenient.
No, it's not.
Be convenient if you handed me a paper ticket, mofo.
Exactly.
And I still don't know how sometimes there's like processing fees for like using a credit card to pay or using your bank account to pay something online. It's like, well, you've kind of forced me into this now.
Correct.
Right. I mean, the thing, it's
we're
all
cashless.
Just a scam. It's like, look, we put it out there. This is the only rules of engagement.
Right.
And we're going to charge you for it. Right, it's just that it's like the baggage fee on that your flight.
Yep.
Right, they started in 2008, and I remember at the time it said rising fuel costs. And we all said BS. Like it's going to stick around. It's a $7 billion industry, just your baggage.
Right. Christ.
Like, come on, man.
Again, just put it all out there in the open. I'm already spending
more. How much does it cost?
Right, I'm already spending more than I plan to. All right, fine. Let me see what the lump sum is.
That's all.
I want to be able to fund that much.
Because the thing is, look, if you need a flight, you still need the flight where you're going.
Yes. So
I might be irritated, but it's not going to affect whether or not I buy the ticket. Obviously, I'm doing this because I got something to do.
Mm-hmm. Even weight loss, quote-unquote, failures can improve your health.
Well, sure.
You're still focusing on your health.
Yeah, if you're trying, you probably put something better in your body.
That's a good point.
Exactly. Exactly. Privacy fears are keeping a, quote-unquote, goldmine of health data out of the hands of doctors.
Wait, what now?
So they're not getting your personal information?
Pretty much. So people's fears about their information getting into the wrong hands, as it were,
yeah,
is also keeping really, really handy information out of the hand of your doctors.
Well, to be honest with you, if someone halfway around the world wants to know what my blood pressure is, they can have it.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of where I'm at, too. Like, I get it. There's a lot of things that we don't realize is important information that should not be out there to the public because hackers have a way of taking that information and turning it into a profit for themselves. However, yeah, Miles, I'm kind of with you. Like, my medical records of what it is that my phone picks up, as it were, like, let that go to my doctor.
But I don't think when people have the concerns about the medical stuff, I don't think you're worried about, like, the guy in, you know, Azerbaijan is going to use it for something. But the insurance companies, they love to get their hands on that stuff.
Sure.
So they can come up with a way to not make the payout.
Right. And
it's like they were saying, like, a lot of car manufacturers now, if you have the digital dashboard,
mm-hmm,
your insurance company gets not whether or not you got pulled over, just whether or not you speed, right? That kind of stuff.
There you go.
And they slowly jack up rates. So I think it's the same thing because it's all about insurance.
Yes.
You're not worried about your doctor. It's about insurance. Whether it's your car, whether it's your house, whether it's medical, it's about insurance.
What if we take the burden off the insurance companies and just let them just walk away? That just does not deal with them.
Give us our money back.
That's right.
Yeah, give us our money back.
Remove you from this responsibility that you so clearly don't want.
And I think one thing, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, we can all agree that the healthcare system in this country sucks.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
exactly. In other news, we go to South Africa, where people can't just have a good time. A fundraising event was occurring in the area at a local school and came complete with a fan favorite amongst the kids, a bouncy house.
All right.
The kids were playing inside of the inflatable when something unexpected happened. A gust of wind blew in and sent the untethered bouncy house airborne.
Why don't people tether them?
I don't know. The structure rose about 40 feet in the air, which is about the time one of the kids inside the bouncy house lost her grip and fell from the great height.
That's one of the most windy places I've ever been in my life.
No kidding,
It blows every single day hard.
Where was it?
South Africa.
Oh. Did you see the video of the kid falling?
No.
It's not like movies where it's this long, graceful drive. The kid falls like a bowling ball.
Yes.
Like, he's out of the bouncy house, slams into the ground.
Right. I went to the southern tip of Africa. They almost closed the park because the wind was so strong.
God. Luckily, it was crazy. She fell onto a waiting group of adults forming a human crash pad who cushioned her fall, keeping a bad situation from turning even worse. She did need medical care, as did several others who suffered broken bones and one with a broken skull. And while needing some trauma therapy, everybody did come out all right on the other side of the event.
Yeah,
like, if you rent a bouncy house, do they set it up for you?
I'm guessing not, because I would think
they would know
that I would tether it because it limits how many lawsuits come my way. Well, if I'm responsible for setting it up and I don't tether it and it comes with tethers,
yeah,
right. You know what I mean?
It's a party company. They come out and do the whole thing. I've actually had it done. I paid for it.
So then they screwed it up.
No, the people, that's all their equipment. So right. They have the big fans to blow it up. They know how to to blow each section up. So that's all on them.
Jeez.
So yes, they're in trouble.
Yes, they are.
But did you see how far that kid fell? 30 feet.
Yeah, 40 feet.
Yeah, two of them. It was like, wow.
God, man. We go to Chicago, where there's a little security issue. At some point one day, somebody made an order to DoorDash that needed to be delivered to somebody at Chicago's Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The driver followed their GPS, which took them to an entrance off the beaten path of normal traffic, passed through a gate, and that's about the time that security footage can be revealed, as the driver ends up parked next to a United Airlines wide-body jet that is pulled up to a terminal. Yeah.
I don't know if I blame this driver. Who's ordering DoorDash to an airport?
I don't think any of it matters.
Cruz on the tarmac eventually had a talk with the driver, and about 10 minutes later, Chicago PD finally arrived on the scene. It turns out that the gate that he went through was manned by an employee of the security agency who apparently didn't think much of the car getting through her gate, but felt the need to close it behind him after he was already through, and alerted nobody to the fact that somebody just drove out onto the tarmac.
I mean, so look, I feel the passenger on the plane... Maybe they were doing it seriously. To me, it's a joke.
I would order from DoorDash. I think it was an employee.
I think it was somebody inside the airport.
Yeah.
I don't think it was somebody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but either way, you can't get it that fast on a plane.
You go where GPS takes you. You might think it's weird as the driver, because Mike and I were talking about this. You're driving DoorDash. You might be thinking, man, GPS, this is crazy. But there is a security checkpoint. Now, you drive your vehicle up to the checkpoint. They don't stop you. At that point, all bets are off. You go, okay, they must know I'm coming, right? And then the security guard, keep in mind, it was a red sedan. It's not like a white box truck or something you might think it's supposed to be there. It's a red car.
Right. It looks like somebody's DoorDash driver.
Yeah, I don't blame the driver. I'm just like,
yeah.
That whole story is just insanity.
And then the
to
security
me.
Guard, like I said, you still didn't inform anyone on the backside of this.
The security guard was terminated from the company. An investigation is being launched by local authorities and with the security company. The story mentions that there's no word on whether or not the delivery driver still works for DoorDash. And as we've basically been saying, what do you put on the DoorDash driver other than the fact that you did drive onto a tarmac, and if you're driving in Chicago, you know that you drove into O'Hare.
But security
and you can
didn't
see planes on a tarmac.
Well, so the fact that you're able to do it.
But security didn't stop. You would assume security's going to stop. I know they knew they're there, but I know when I'm at SeaTac, I don't just blow through TSA. I understand that they're going to stop me and make me walk through a machine. If I go there and they do not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not telling me to put my bag on the thing. Keep your shoes on. Don't worry about x-ray. I'm not going to give it. I go, okay.
Right.
Yeah, and I would think, too, even in a gated community, like the dude rolls up and he's got a whole bag of food. I'd be like, okay, you can get in.
None of that. Just drove in.
Yep. Just blitzed right on through. So,
and I bet you the security guard is not going to get a new job. Probably driving for DoorDash.
Yeah. A nursing home in Pittsburgh had an intruder make himself comfortable, but you won't believe who the intruder was, Miles.
Who was the intruder?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 22-year-old Melanie Galeaz of somewhere in Massachusetts. Now, when she was younger, Melanie was bitten by a tick. Now, the good news is nothing much happened at the time, but recently she started developing some of the symptoms of Lyme's disease. And as the symptoms got worse, Melanie, she finally sought medical advice and explained to the doctors, look, man, when I was younger, I was bitten by a tick. Obviously, it's something we monitored. Obviously, it was something we worried about. but only now are the symptoms setting in, which is not necessarily uncommon for Lyme's disease. Now, the doctors ran a few tests. They came back with good news. She did not and does not have Lyme's disease. Her symptoms were real, but they were the result of her tampon that she hadn't taken out for 2 years.
For two years.
Yeah, it somehow it ended up horizontal.
Oh,
and started dissolving. She forgot that the thing was even in there. But anyway, as that thing was decomposing, the symptoms she got seemed like Lyme's disease.
Toxic shock.
Yeah, and she's like, I think it's the tick bite. And you're like, nah, it's probably the tampon that's been in there for 24 months. But anyway, yeah, it was removed, and she is well on her way to recovery.
Yay.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.